Johnny Wachter's ex-fiancée fights back tears, blames Los Angeles soft on crime policies for General Hospital star's death. By Simon Kent on May 28, 2024. Johnny Wachter's killers have been condemned by the late General Hospital star's former fiancée after they shot the wrong guy. She added the time has come for stricter legislation to combat Los Angeles crime. Wachter was gunned down Saturday as he tried to protect a co-worker from armed thieves who shot him dead as they allegedly tried to make off with a catalytic converter, as Breitbart News reported. He was 37. His devastated ex, actress Tessa Farrell, shared a video online slamming the criminals who ended his life and called for stricter legislation to combat crime, which is continuing to run rampant across the LA area. "If the person who did this, if you're watching, I'm sorry. But you shot the wrong guy," Farrell shared through her tears. "You can get a real job. I know the job market's hard, but we're all in it together. You don't have to steal, especially take a life over it." She went on to say human life is disregarded too easy and argued that it is time we make changes as a community and support each other, adding, "Maybe that's what Johnny's gift is for us, maybe he's gifting that to all of us." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Tessa Farrell. At Tessa Farrell XO. Farrell, who says she met Wachter back in 2013 after she moved to LA, launched an appeal on social media Monday night asking the community to help find these killers, the Mail report added. "These criminals can't keep being on the street and they can't keep being sent back and have no repercussions for their actions," Farrell said. "It's not okay, this can't keep happening. So many lives are being lost, just us not being smart. We have to be smarter as a community." As Breitbart News previously noted, Los Angeles experienced a nearly 12% surge in crime, including homicides, rape, robberies, armed assaults, and burglaries in the 12 months leading up to 2023. Los Angeles County recently enacted its zero bail policy, which will allow criminals to return to the streets without posting bail money as they await their day in court, the report said. The radical measure was a result of pressure from leftist activists who claimed cash bail is racist. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.